This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Large crowds remain around Kabul Airport in Afghanistan's capital on Thursday, even as tear gas and fire hoses were used to try and disperse them as the August 31st deadline looms for the U.S. to withdraw troops. Several countries are urging people to avoid the airport, but with days left before the evacuation effort ends and American troops withdraw, few appear to be listening. The Taliban have so far honored a pledge not to attack Western forces during the evacuation, but insist the foreign troops must be out by America's self-imposed deadline of August 31st. However, overnight, new warnings emerged from Western capitals about a threat from Afghanistan's Islamic State Group affiliate, which likely has seen its ranks boosted by the Taliban's freeing of prisoners during their blitz across the country. The Taliban have promised to return Afghanistan to security and pledged they won't seek revenge on those who oppose them or roll back progress on human rights. But many Afghans are skeptical. Hundreds of people were seen lining up outside a bank in Kabul to withdraw their money as the price of essentials surge. Egypt on Thursday partially reopened a crossing with the Gaza Strip, allowing one-way traffic into the Palestinian enclave as Israel eased import restrictions for the territory it has blockaded since 2007. Gaza's only gateway to the outside world not controlled by Israel was shuttered on Monday by Egypt, which gave no reason for the move, but it came after Gazans on Saturday staged protests and violent riots along the border with Israel, which killed one Palestinian, left dozens of injured, and an Israeli soldier in critical condition. This is VOA News.